Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by our special guest. You guys may know his name. He's been on plenty of times. Always adds a ton of value. We got Jonathan Grasse with us today. What's going on?
Dude, appreciate you guys having me on. Get to fill in for Coach Glass today. So, and what you guys don't know is that I also got my own background. When you've been on the show as much as me, you start to get special privileges. And the special privilege for me is that I have this nifty background here. And we might need to throw an Elite National logo on there right under the dugout dish. But other than that, I think we're ready to rock and roll.
I think, Justin, as you go to edit this, maybe we can make that happen for the next appearance. No, always a pleasure having you on, man. Today's topic, right? We're filming on July 30th. This will come out on the 5th. And on the 5th, we'll be 4 days in to the official contact period for the 2026 recruiting class. It's a big date. Everybody looks towards August 1st. A lot of kids think they're getting calls. I think there's a lot of kids who won't be getting calls. But I think we want to cover two things. One, if you're getting calls from coaches, you should be very appreciative, right? And you should be proud of yourself because you've done something over the last 3 months, maybe it's been longer than that, that has caught the eye of coaches who are actively looking to add to their 2026 class. So kudos to you. And it's probably well-deserved. These calls don't go out to everybody. Be appreciative of that. The other side of it is be prepared. Be prepared for those phone calls. Have questions. Be thoughtful of how you communicate. Be responsive. Be open to anybody who reaches out to you because you never know which place is going to be the right fit for you. I mean, we just got done talking about how this new rule change is going to reduce the number of roster spots for the 26 class by 1,800 roughly. And you want to do your due diligence, but enjoy the calls, enjoy talking to these coaches, be prepared for it. I think we want to take a couple minutes and talk about the guys who probably aren't getting calls here. And before I hand it off to you, I think my biggest thing to say to everybody is don't panic. Panic never does anybody any good. The goal isn't to be the best 16-year-old in the country. The goal is to find a home to play college baseball. And you may just not quite be ready yet. And that's fine because you've got a lot of time to develop. You've got a lot of time to prove yourself. And I think what happens sometimes is kids can get really discouraged that they don't get a call on August 1st and they think it's an indictment on their ability to play the game of baseball. And I know you're going to get into some of the factors here and some of the stuff that we've talked about with some coaches, but my big message on this is going to be don't panic. If anything, use it as some fuel. Recognize that you probably got to get better at some stuff and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. I think like don't panic would be something I would put in all caps, multiple sirens around it. You know, just it's all good. There's going to be less players called on August 1st this year than we've seen in the past. It's not my opinion. That is just a straight fact. Me and you both have done this a long time. We talk to college coaches. We're very, very well in the know in terms of what guys are doing. Guys are less concerned about 2026 grads this year than I've ever seen before. Coach for 10 years, been doing what I do now for the last four. There is so little interest in 2026 grads right now. It's crazy. And it's hard because since last April, all you guys heard as 2026 grads was, you know, just keep working to August 1st, keep working to August 1st, keep working to August 1st. And August 1st is going to come and go, and there's going to be tons of really, really, really good baseball players. Guys that are going to play Division I baseball, to be honest with you, that won't receive a text, won't receive a call, will feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. It's okay. Just keep working. Keep putting your head down. Keep getting better. What I will tell you as a 2026 grad is I think it's really important to play in the fall. I do, especially if you think you're, you know, pretty close to a guy that, you know, needs to, you know, get exposure. If you feel like, hey, I need to get exposure, you need to play this fall. That's the reality. And not that it's going to do anything in terms of other than just get you on a list to get followed, but that's just the reality of it. And there's going to be certain guys, if you feel like, hey, I'm way behind and I just played my summer season and I don't need to play in the fall, don't play in the fall. Get better. Go get better. Go train, go work out, go put on weight. But if you feel like, hey, I want to showcase something, I want to show somebody something, the fall is going to be super important. It's not going to be the next 3 weeks. It's the way that most coaches are looking at this, and me and Andy talked about this earlier. Guys are looking at this as like, this is an 8 week window for them for the most part. They're going, hey, between now and I think it's the 13th, I think it's the Sunday, whatever that Sunday is of October, when the quiet period will start or the open period will end. We got like 8 weeks to see guys. Now there's going to be 3 weeks in the middle we can't see guys, but we got 8 weeks to see guys. So we might have to finish up 25. We might have to finish up our fall recruiting because that's the reality. And I talked to a high academic school last week and they didn't go to the Futures games, which they've been to the last like 7 years in a row. And they told me they're not going to the Futures games because they need to find a shortstop for September. So just to kind of put that in perspective for you guys. Division I school, huge event, one of the biggest events, like we're kind of the kickoff of the 2026 recruiting, said, yep, we're not going because I need to worry about this September, not next September, this September, about a shortstop. Just keep grinding it out, keep playing. Keep surrounding yourself with good people to be around. I tell people that all the time. Me and Andy talked about it in our one group chat. There was a tweet. I can't remember what organization sent it out, but it was another fairly respectful organization that had travel teams similar to what we do at Elite National. And the last bullet point that he put out was being surrounded by people that can help you, that college coaches trust, is going to be the most paramount thing in this cycle for 2026, 2027, 2028 grads right now. Because, and even 25s, even though it'll be just a little bit different for them because of the rule change. But this is so, so, so crucial. Surround yourself with people that college coaches trust, because it's the most important thing you need to worry about. It's more important than you sending an email or you sending a tweet out. It's imperative that you have people around you that coaches trust. And whether it's this September or maybe they're coming out to see you in the spring, but when, you know, you have somebody in your corner that can send a tweet out or can send a text out that says, hey, here's some video. Here's a video of him throwing a bullpen. I think you need to get on this guy. Oh, yeah, we're transitioning to 26s now, Jonathan, thanks. Or Andy, we're transitioning to 26s now. I appreciate it. Can you send me his contact info in 2 days before Thanksgiving? That's what's going to get you recruited, not getting the call on August 1st. Getting the call on August 1st is not what you want. That's great. Be respectful. Be appreciative. That's like Andy said, it's a credit to you. Kudos to you for getting that, for doing something that coach wanted to reach out to you. But that shouldn't be the end goal. The end goal needs to be get yourself in front of that school when they're ready to make a decision on you, not send an initial text on August 1st.
I mean, the people with experience and people who are trusted, I think it matters so much because you need somebody in your corner to differentiate between the two paths that we just talked about. Like there are some 26s who are not going to get a call on August 1st, but are on the cusp of being a Division I scholarship guy. And they need to go out there and they need to play this fall. there's some guys that they need somebody to look them in the face and go, hey, I know you want to use the fall to get exposure, but right now you're not a Division I player and we need to close the gap physically and we need to close the gap from a skill perspective. So I actually think that you getting in the weight room 2 months early might be the most beneficial thing to put yourself in a position to get recruited next spring and next summer when it's most likely going to happen, right? You alluded to it, but the vast majority of recruiting in the 2026 class, I would venture to guess that 98% of kids who are trying to play college baseball will commit after January 1st of next year. So, and there's a lot of those kids that it's not going to happen until June, July, and August of next year, especially if you're a guy who's probably going to end up at the Division III level. Their Division III schools care nothing for 2026 players right now. Nothing. They don't care at all. Because anybody that they love is probably going to be off the board before they get a chance to get them. They need to see guys go through a cycle. And for those guys who run a 7.5, you need to get down to 7. Like, you need to figure out. The guys who weigh 150 pounds right now, you don't need to go play in 3 perfect game tournaments down in Florida to not get recruited. You need to get in the weight room. You need to get stronger. But there are a lot of kids that this fall could be really important for them for exactly the reason that you're talking about, that they're on somebody's list, but they need to get seen a couple more times before somebody's going to bite. Or they're good enough where you need to leave a good taste in a coach's mouth going into the offseason so that when you or me send them a video in January of their bullpen and they've gone from 84 to 86, and now they're 87 to 89, they put on 15 pounds, that coach can go, well, shoot, I saw that kid 3 times and I liked him. He just wasn't quite there. Well, now maybe you're a priority C in the spring. Yep. Maybe you're the guy that dude's going to get in the car and come and watch on a Monday because he saw you in the fall, because he saw that you got better, and he's got some, and you got somebody in your corner who says, hey man, this kid's made the jump that we talked about in the fall when I gave you this kid's name and I told you, hey, he was close. Well, he made the jump. Now that guy's going to come and see you. But you got to know which one of those guys you are, because the guy who needs to get in the weight room, who plays this fall, you're going to be 2 months behind where you could be if you make the wrong decision. And it's easy for a lot of people to sway in one direction because it's the thing that kids want to hear. Sometimes you got to tell them the thing that they don't want to hear. And it can be both directions. Some kids just want to go train. It's like, all right, well, yeah, I get it. But hey, man, you're pretty freaking good. And we've got 2 tournaments coming up where you're going to have a chance to throw in a bunch of coaches. And I think you're close enough where you need to go throw. And we can kick the training down the line a little bit. But you got to have somebody who's willing to have that conversation and has enough experience to provide you the right information.
And I'll be honest, man, I'm probably in the minority here a little bit. But I tell our guys that need to be in front of schools that are on that cusp, like, hey, you know, and we do play a very modified schedule with us. But I tell our guys, too, like, it doesn't have to be separate. In college, it's not separate. There's not development and then your fall team. It's together. So, like, okay, well, you're going to go throw 4 innings, and I'll just use a pitcher just because it's easier for me to use a pitcher. Okay, so, Andy, you're going to come throw in 4 innings for us 4 times on Saturdays or Sunday, whatever it is. You can't build a 6-day schedule around that, like with your training and getting better. Like, I don't care how good you are, unless you're ready to sign the dotted line to get drafted, which nobody in the 2026 class is. So unless you're that good, you need to continue to get better. And even if you are that good, you need to continue to get better. So, like, my thing to our guys is like, all right, yeah, like, we want you to play because of what you talked about. Hey, you're going to be close. We want to get you in front of, you know, get you on some follow lists, whatever the case may be. Or maybe it's an offer situation. I had 2 guys last year with offer situations. But that doesn't mean that Monday to Thursday you're just hanging out. Like, there needs to be a clear development plan as well. Like, starting today, like, I do end of the summer meetings with our guys. All right, well, here's the plan. Yes, you're playing, but it's you're playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday for the most part in the fall. What's your development plan Monday to Thursday? Like, it's not just wake up, go to class, come, you know, or whatever, go to school, come home, lay on the couch, play video games. That doesn't work either. Whether you need to be in a development program or not, like, you need to be in a development program no matter what. Because you need to continue to get better.
100%. And that's a great point that, specifically from a pitcher perspective, like, shoot, man, like, if you're not, if that's not part of what you're doing now, you need to look yourself in the mirror anyways. But yeah, the idea that you only lift in the off season, like, that's archaic. And, you know, for the guys who haven't been in the weight room a ton, like, you're coming around August 1st and you're worried about how you're going to feel in September. You got 6 weeks to build up one heck of a base where you can get 6 weeks into your lift program, still stay sharp throwing, because you should, if you're going to throw in the fall, you shouldn't shut down. Shouldn't shut down for a significant period of time. You need to keep your arm moving. I think there's a lot of evidence that shows that if you're not going to shut down for like 8 or 10 weeks, that you probably really shouldn't shut down. What are you doing for the month of August? Like, you should be stacking weights and adjusting your diet and trying to get things right so that when you get to September, one, you've gotten a little bit better. Like, I've seen plenty of guys go from 84 to 86. They get to mid-September because they got after it for the last 7 or 8 weeks, and they touch that 89. And that might be the difference. Just to show, like, oh, like a little bit of a higher ceiling here. Yeah, that's a great point, that it isn't, it is not binary. It's not one or the other. Like, you can do both. And that middle ground could be the answer for a lot of kids, right? Like, how do you structure the rest of your days when you're not playing? If you're doing that really well, maybe you don't have to sacrifice not getting those reps. For some kids, it may be, hey, man, you just need to be in the weight room 5 days a week. Let's just focus on that. But there are a lot of kids who are going to fall in that exact middle ground where those reps are important and they don't need to sacrifice the ability to get in the weight room.
And, you know, and again, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but like, we're sitting here, this is going to get released August 5th. Like, you know, most fall programs, especially now with the way the quiet periods have worked with the NCAA, like, a lot of travel organizations really aren't starting until like that 9th, 10th, you know, somewhere in that range of September. That's over 5 weeks away. That's almost 6 weeks away. Like, and most programs have been done for at least 5 or 6 days at this point, at least, I would say, actually, probably even more than that. So, like, you're talking about like 6 to 7 really good weeks that people just kind of like throw under the bus of like, and I'm like, dude, you can get so much better in 7 weeks. Like, do you have any idea how much better you can get in 7 weeks? Like, in terms of physicality, speed, we're just throwing it away because it's like, oh, well, like, you know, people like to go on vacation in August and, you know, I start school in August, depending on obviously where you live. Like, but like, your travel team ended in the middle of July. July 25th for a lot of these guys, and you don't play until like September 12th. That's like at least 8 weeks if you're counting the weeks. So like, if you don't want to play in the fall, and I'll put it this way, if you don't want to play in the fall and you didn't go hard for those 8 weeks, then I'm not sure if college baseball is really for you.
If you're that kid who's not going to play in the fall, give yourself a week or so to chill out, and then you need to get after it. But there's no excuse not to. Like, to your point, September 13th is the first day that college coaches can go out after the quiet period ends. So contact period ends August 18th. Right? So coaches can't leave campus after the 18th. There's not a lot going on from a travel ball perspective, August 1st to August 18th anyways, to your point. Mostly on campus camps. Coaches aren't really running around. There's just not a lot of events. To go here, a couple things. You know, there's an event in Philly. You know, you got Blue Chip going on this week. Like, there's a few things. But August 18th to September 13th, like, coaches aren't going anywhere anyways. So, like, you need to be getting after it.
close to 30 days, 25 days, like
huge.
Over 3 weeks.
I mean, that's half your off season. You're just going to piss away half of your off season.
And then if your team is done July 22nd, which there's a lot of teams, especially in the southern part of the country, that end around the middle of July, you're talking about almost close to 60 days.
Yep.
A lot of days. Like if you're going into this saying, hey, I'm just gonna train this fall. That's all I want to do. Okay, I'm totally fine with that. I think that's great. But what did you do the last 60 days of the summer? Oh, I went on the beach. You know, I went to the beach for a week with my girlfriend, and you know, hung out at the pool. Then why are you taking time off? Like, that's valuable time to get that you could have trained, played a little bit, and then continued to train. Like, I think sometimes just that like motion of like, oh, I'm just going to train, like, and that's all I'm going to do, kind of is a cop that I don't really want to work that hard, and I don't want to kind of like do some different things to actually get better.
We talked about it at the front of this. There's 1,800 less Division I spots. College baseball just got way harder to play. If you have aspirations to play college baseball, you need to take into consideration that you're not competing in your local shitty high school league. You're not competing in your state. You're competing with everybody across the country. Like, recruiting is national now. And if you want to get a leg up on your competition, taking 6 weeks off, completely off, is probably not the best decision. And to your point, college baseball might not be for you. We had Billy Celeno on a while back. For those of you who don't know, he's one of the best coaches in college baseball, period. He's the architect behind Wake Forest and all their success that they've had. One of the things that he said on the podcast, which I thought was just amazing, and I think it speaks to the new age of college baseball, their guys lift 48 out of 52 weeks a year. 48 out of 52. And you want to take 6 weeks off in August and you think that you're going to be a college baseball player? Like, reality check. There's a lot of other kids out there that are willing to do that and are excited to go get after in the weight room and get after with their hit coach and make some adjustments on the mound. If you're not willing to outwork those guys, at some point, your talent is going to get caught up with, period. And the kids who are talented and do both, like, you ain't catching them. You're just not going to catch them. And that's your competition. So, anything else you want to add here, Coach?
No, sorry, I went off on a tangent there a little bit.
No, that's what we're here for. we got the long form setting, baby. We're here to talk about this stuff. This is always super fun, and obviously appreciate you coming on. We'll do it again here soon. I think we're gonna, for those of you listening, I think we're gonna pull together some academic stuff here in the upcoming future. And
yeah, we're gonna get locked and loaded. We're gonna do a academic here recruiting podcast here next couple of weeks. Yep. Try to pull together some higher academic coaches and kind of do a little bit of a series on that, and we'll get it locked and loaded.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, Jonathan, thank you again. Thank you,
as always, I appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in next week. I'll talk to you then. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.